Subscribe and listen to the Pop Culture Show with Barnes, Leslie, and Cubby.
Our guest is a publisher of a brand new e-zine that I think you will love. It is called The Fast Times. First time I saw it, I thought it was just really, really cool. We connected, and look at that. Now he's on the show with a segment on the Pop Culture Show. Please welcome Steve Dinker. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Barnes. Thanks for having me. Hey, Cubby. Hey, Leslie.
Hey, Steve.
Hi.
Absolutely. So what gave you the inspiration to start up this e-zine?
Well, a couple things. First, Gen X, which I'm a part of, outspends every other generation on retail, travel, and financial services. We wanted to share this voice as an authority and a subject matter expert and remind other brands that we're not retiring anytime soon, maybe 20, 25 years away. And looking around, brands just aren't reaching Gen X right now. So that was part of the inspiration.
Wow, you actually did research. Guys, we never do that.
That's our problem.
Good for you.
Yeah. We used a little data.
Yeah. We just throw it out there. How can people subscribe? They just go to thefasttimes.net, or is it another way?
Yes, no, we're on social as well, but thefasttimes.net is the best way to go on, subscribe, and then we send out an e-zine on Friday, which is a nice deep dive in original content, and then on Monday we have a mixtape, which back in the days of the 80s is the A and B side. So the A side is more of the pop culture and links to interesting stories. The B side's a little bit deeper cuts.
Love this.
Can we hire you?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, let's get into it. What's going on in pop culture this week?
Sure. So a couple stories we're focusing on this week. NFTs are the rage these days. Tom Brady just announced he's got a company called Autograph. And if you don't know what an NFT is, it's like owning art or a collectible, but it's digital. So you own the IP, you own the property. And we're going to dive into that a little bit and explore kind of how his network is really going to be at the forefront of all of this new amazing digital art that's coming out.
Cubby, Leslie, are you down with the NFT?
Yes, and I wanted to say that I wonder if that was Tom Brady's idea or somebody came to Tom Brady to have his name on it. You know?
And once again, NFT stands for?
Non-fungible token.
Thank you.
Very funny sounding.
Yes. Yeah. But think, if you think about it, Brady's friends, this is the equivalent of commissioning, you know, Warhol, Banksy, and Picasso to make art for you and then sell it. That's kind of, you know, his reach. So it's going to be pretty amazing.
Very smart. What else?
What else? A lot of talk about Space Jam 2 coming out. This is a perfect example of why we created the Fast Times as well. This is something that back in 96 was a huge hit with Michael Jordan, and it's been a classic movie ever since. And now LeBron is in it. It launches or releases on July 16th, both in theater and on HBO Max. And it's an amazing film. The animation is the story, the animation. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it'll be another instant classic. And again, tying the generations together, tying in Gen X and Gen Z, particularly on this pop culture, is part of what we're doing.
Do you think there'll be a cameo from Jordan?
Has to be.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. 25 years, right? Since the last one?
Yeah, 96.
Wow.
Have any of you heard, can LeBron act? I mean, does he? I haven't
seen
the trailer. Well, but still, like, is it awkward? Because, you know, Jordan had so much charisma that it was just so natural. Is LeBron that way?
He was in a movie. I forgot what he was doing. He was like a cameo in some movie, sitting at a table talking to somebody.
He's been a guest on a lot of shows as well.
Yeah.
He's been a big cameo guy. So I think you're going to see some great acting out of him.
I mean, this is going to launch him into the stratosphere, not like he's already there. You know, I mean, he's already so huge. This will be just massive.
Oh, yeah. Global. And the last story that we'll be talking about is smart stadiums. And again, you know, these days, it's not just really fast Wi-Fi, so you can post from stadiums. These are speeds that are going to be supporting immersive experiences, AR, VR for fans, amazing sponsorship integrations. And we'll see a lot of stadiums based on the last 14 months in COVID trying to bring this experience to home as well. So you can't replicate sitting in the stadium and watching the Braves, you know, at home exactly, but you can certainly do things through integrated experiences to help be part of the action. And I think that's what we're going to see from a lot of stadiums. And again, SoFi Stadium, right now, the new stadium for the Chargers and the Rams, has just unbelievable technology that they're rolling out.
What can they keep doing? I mean, these stadiums keep outstadiuming each other. Like when Mercedes-Benz Stadium opened, it was like the state of the art. Now it's like old school news. Like, and that's only 2 years old.
Well, even Dallas Stadium. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
That's kind of old now, but it's still great.
But look at the jump that technology has made, like in the last 4 years alone. And now like each stadium has the advantage over the last one and just becomes this mega starship. Pretty soon, all these stadiums, I mean, the amount of money, my college stadium, they keep redoing it. It seems like every 3 years they get a mega jumbotron and then it's like, nope, Godzillatron. Right. And then it becomes, you know, some the next thing does this, this, and this.
But what's the goal, Steve? Is it to get people in the stadium? Because, I mean, TV is so good now with HD, 4K, you can stay at home. They want people in the stadium.
The goal is the experience, Cubby. It's think about State Farm Arena here in Atlanta. They've done an amazing job when they updated their stadium a couple of years ago. They have Topgolf in the stadium. They have high-tech lounges where you can sit and watch the game on a couch with your friends and have bottle service. They've got a barber shop. Going to the Hawks game, you know, the game itself is just one of the things happening within the stadium. Everything else that's going on is really the experience, and that's what you can't replicate at home. And I think that's what we'll see more of. The stadiums that are really making it, those are making a creating a reason for you to want to go and watch that in person, in real
life. It's just like concerts too, because now it's about the whole experiential part, right? It's not just about sitting and watching. It's about, you know, the environment and, like you said, the comfort. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting to see where this is going.
Yeah, and I agree, Leslie. I think we'll see it not just in sports, but certainly in live music and events. That's one of the things that most people said they missed the most over the last year, live music and concerts. So I think we'll see that taken to a new level as well as more, again, AR, VR, and experiences are available. And then, of course, we'll see the sponsors follow.
Pretty soon, you'll be in the game. You'll be on the field.
No kidding. You would think. Steve, this is all excellent stuff. I love this. I love your e-zine. And you have two of them, right? So Friday, one comes out, and one comes out on Monday?
Yeah, Monday is the mixtape with links to articles like these. And Friday is the deep dive and the original content where we go and really talk about, again, stories that Gen X has seen before. A lot of this is what's old is new. So whether it's reality TV or cancel culture or things happening in politics. I mean, we've seen this in the 80s and we're seeing it again. So it's that lens, that modern lens with a twist of the Gen X nostalgia and this unequivocal look into these issues that affect everyone, all generations. So it's not just for Gen X or Gen Z, although those two are the most similar with the exception of the technology we didn't grow up with and they did. But it's interesting because both generations really didn't ask for permission. If you recall, we really didn't do that. We did what we wanted to do. And Gen Z is doing that now as well. So I think that's where, you know, there's this amazing dichotomy that we're really exploring through these articles.
Excellent. We'd love to have you on monthly because this is great. We love all these type of stories.
That sounds great. Love to be part of it.
And everyone, subscribe at thefasttimes.net. Steve Dinker, thank you.
Thanks,
thank you. Thanks, Barnes, Steve. Leslie, and Cubby. Thank you.
Follow the Pop Culture Show on Twitter for the latest breaking celebrity, music, and TV news. Keep on top of your pop culture news with us on Twitter. Follow @PopCultureShow on Twitter.